We'll have a good laugh on that.
I talked to the guy from the Chocolate Watch Band, Dave Aguilar, when I saw him last year and mentioned that to him, and he got a good laugh out of that, too.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I wish I'd seen the Yardbirds, you bastard.
Yeah.
That's just amazing.
Yeah. That was the first of three times. And, you know, they did that. Jimmy Page cleaned up that horrid live album.
One from the Anderson Theater?
Yeah, he really made it sound good. I don't think he played any new guitar on it or anything. They just, you know, magic of modern technology. And it sounds like what they sounded like now, except it's only about a third of the show that they played in 1968, which is, just kills me, you know, the extended. They're doing Waiting for the Man.
And that show is historic, too, because that's the one that Jake Holmes opened and played his song Dazed and Confused.
Right. Well, that would have been a year earlier.
Was it?
Yeah, I think they saw him
at played at the Anderson Theater twice?
I don't think he opened for that gig, because they were already doing Dazed and Confused in 68, so they wouldn't have just learned it that. I think they learned it in 67, because I wanted I think that's the story. And I still wonder, Jake Holmes didn't just give it up, did he? He must have made some quiet deal in the background and got paid off. There's no way.
The version I read is he finally got paid like decades later.
Yeah, well, that's what I would think. And quietly, you know. Because there's no way he would not claim his song.
I can look that up, too.
Okay.
Well, it's an interesting time that we live in now.
Yes. So what do you hear there? I wrote it down wrong. We heard Los Shakers, Break It All. I misspelled Applejacks, but we heard the Applejacks, Baby Jane, and that was a ripper. I don't know anything about them. I have two or three singles, four singles by them, and they cover the Beatles and stuff. Fantastic. And then I can Tina Turner, a thrift store find. Yay. You heard Goodbye So Long from 1965 on Modern Records. And it's a different I can Tina Turner than, you know, people...
It's not River Deep, Mountain High, or something like that.
And you know, Ike Turner had that blues background. He had played with Howlin' Wolf, amongst others, and done all kinds of production as a piano player and guitar player. So his background was straddling blues, rock, and soul.
He goes back to rock at 88, doesn't
he?
Yeah.
So
1951.
Those early 52. Ike and Turner records are just a thing of their own because of his real varied background. Love that. $3 find.
Well done.
Yeah, mint conditions, like never got played. So.
And we figured out the Applejacks is the band that McCartney gave Like Dreamers Do to, because he thought it was a lousy song. And it only went to number 20 in the charts, so he was proved right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Jack here is doing the history part of the show, and that's great. Once in a while, I have to pull up my phone and check something. And it's handy that you can do that in this day and age.
When you're speculating, it's good to have the information.
Yeah. Hate giving out false stuff. Too many people do. Too many people repeat what they've read on the internet.
Well, it's only good if they're repeating accurate information.
Yeah. Two sources.
And to answer your question, it does look like the Los Shakers record never came out in America. And it's like $25 import, if you can find it.
Oh, well, that's not too bad. $25 isn't bad.
No, because they're not a household name or anything. But.
No. Yes, music, rock and roll from all over the world. And we've been sort of in hitting Australia and the States and Europe. Well, we got South America, so we...
Yeah, there you go. Uruguay and Argentina. Yeah,
we haven't gotten into any Zambi rock yet. But that's for another day. We got more stuff to do. Jim sort of threw us on a 60s tangent.
Good boy.
Which I can follow, yeah. And I think I can play at least one song he knows. And some of our other friends will be pleased with what we have to play here. But first, I need to please the FCC. This is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena serving the Helena Valley. KGLT is supported by Mellow Mood, offering custom glasswork and smoking accessories, located at 7 Ty Lane in Bozeman, one block west of Brook Breeden Fieldhouse. On Facebook, open at 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily. Danny Menholt Honda in Bozeman, featuring new all-wheel drive Honda Passport, Sport, utility vehicle. Sorry, I don't know this copy. More information at DannyManholtHonda.com. See, there you go. He'll keep it clear. And, I'll hold that one. I'm supposed to do that. So, don't let me forget the second Danny Manholt Honda. This has been fun. Got an hour left, just about. I believe it'll be Uncle Duke in. We'll see. I haven't checked the big board. I've just been busy since we got here. So let's see. What
morsel do you have for us now, Ronnie?
Peter Rudd. He likes the move.
Oh, yes, he does. He likes and Yellow.
Yes, and Idle Race.
Right.
So
he's a man of consummate taste as well.
Yeah. Maybe this will make him happy.
One by them.
That's Duster Bennett, the English one-man blues guy covering the Kinks.
And there we go again with the English invasion doing American country.
Yeah. Duster Bennett's actually totally amazing. I saw him once. He toured with John Mayall. He was in his band, and he got a feature, do a couple songs, and he just blew the audience away. He was, you know, did the whole thing, harmonica, bass, drum, and hi-hat, and guitar.
Wow, one-man band indeed.
Yes. Great songwriter, too. Covering the Kinks, Act Nice and Gentle, sort of an obscure Kinks single.
What is that, on Face to Face?
I
can't remember. It was around that era.
It was, but I believe it was a single.
Standalone single,
yeah.
Right.
Sounded nice. We played some oddball stuff. Start with The Move, Walk Upon the Water, playing it, spinning off the original English 45. Idle Race, Jeff Flynn's early band, a single. Early single by them, Knocking Nails in My House. Was that the first single by them? It might have been, because I know I have that, and I think that's what I was told. Anyway, nice, great, crazy song. And then we have something else in there, or just went to the right to the Rolling Stones? Oh, no, we heard Kinks, House in the Country.
And a big sports car.
Yes, I didn't write that one down. I'll have to do it. I have it highlighted, that's why. Yeah, another great... That Face-to-Face record is just insanely good. When all those English bands all found their own sound, they all came out roaring. You know, the Kinks and the Stones and the Beatles, and then they started spreading out and each find their own direction. And
especially after the first albums that were always kind of iffy. Same thing with the Hollies.
Yeah, covers and their first attempts at songwriting.
Right.
Yeah. And they're good. None of those records are bad.
No, I enjoy them.
But they got better, and Ray Davies found his voice as a social commentator. And the Stones did, too. We were to get off my cloud, off the British 45, which we had it cranked up loud here and hearing little details on it.
I did enjoy hearing Charlie Watts' rat-a-tat, repetitive fills in your studio. It sounded fantastic.
Yeah, what a great song. And lyrically, I know at the time we all thought, wow, he's complaining. He's got something on his mind. And it resonated with us kids, us rock kids. And then Dexter Bennett, 22 after the hour. So we're doing pretty good for two more sets for this show. Breezing by. You know, you could come up and do a show. We can get you a show. I have connections. You could do your own show.
Your people can call their people. And
yes. Yeah, I mean, the boss is just in here.
You know, I did that once, but you had to shepherd me through it. I felt like such a, out of the loop kind of guy. Since like 1985, I had to run my own show like that.
Yeah, it's something. You have to master time and space.
I had a lot easier time doing my show every week. I don't have to do public service announcements.
Yeah, but that's all right. It's a small price to pay to do this, and we actually supply something. They don't tell me which one to read. I pick the ones that look interesting apply to us. And current, there's some nice things going on in town, even now. So we want to make sure people are aware of it and whatever little bits of information we offer, we're happy to.
Oh, maybe I should do it then.
Yeah.
I'm here 2 months. Might be a chance.
Okay. Well, we'll have you back down anyway. And
good excuse to come down and see you folks again.
Oh, good. Yeah, right. And we'll definitely be up to Helena. I need to tell you, this 5 o'clock hour was underwritten in part by Denny Menholt Honda and Bozeman, featuring full lineup of new and certified pre-owned Hondas, used cars, and trucks online at DennyMenholtHonda.com. Denny Menholt loves us. He's one of our biggest sponsors, and we love that. Our biggest supporters. We need people. We need your support. The fun drive was a great... screaming success, considering it was got shifted, and we did it only 1 week instead of two, and people sort of like that. At least the management did. So I think that's going to be the future of KGLT Fund Drive. But you can give any time; just go online. You don't need any special event to do it, and you can still get a T-shirt and all the stuff.
And you didn't have your benefit record fair like you normally did, did you?
No. We don't know what's going to happen with that. And it's killing me because I have a mountain of records I've accumulated just for that reason. So, I don't know, maybe I'll have a sale out in my front yard.
Socially distanced porch sale.
Yeah, one at a time. This 5 o'clock hour is also underwritten in part by KSM-TV, Montana's public television channel 9. Tonight on Montana PBS. At 7 is Washington Week, 7:30 Firing Line. 8 o'clock is Great Performances, and 10 o'clock, BBC World News. All kinds of stuff for you. Be there, and otherwise stay here, because we're going to keep taking care of you. How am I going to do this? I had too many ideas at once, but I can manage. Well, harking back to our move-related theme, this is from a obscure single by The Lemon Tree. We'll be right back.
your own happiness. Doesn't necessarily teach you what you want to know. Well, I'm suntanned and deep, so's the horse, and my hands are deeply gray. Old horse is grazing, it's amazing just how lazily he took the strain. Well, my big and spade are rust, because I'm paid on trust to leave my square of Parkville bed.
It's alarming how charming it is to be a farming. How calming and farming the facts are the end.
When you grow what I grow. Potatoes, stew, eggplants, potatoes, tomatoes. Aha! Goods.
Just like that. That's Birds covering Vera Lynn, or the song she made famous anyway. Her wartime inspirational tune.
Yes, and may she rest in peace.
Yes.
103 years old, she died last week.
Amazing. That's the Birds covering it. And I was telling you, when I heard that song at the end of Dr. Strangelove, I thought, wow, I know that song. Where? And I had to search my mind to remember. And I finally figured out. I think I probably looked at the credits and it said Vera Lynn.
Yeah.
But who would have known that? She was not in our sphere of knowledge. I think you had to be a GI or...
Or English during World War II. That's how she came to prominence.
Yeah, she was their sweetheart.
I played her version of that song about a month ago on my show, having no idea she was going to die a couple of weeks later, and mentioned that she was still alive. It's funny how that happens.
Yeah. some other stuff in there. Let me look at that. Oh, The Lemon Tree. That's Ace Kefford and Friends. Don William Chalker's Time Machine. Crazy Mad Song. The Who. It's from the last album. If you get the super deluxe 45 RPM version of the album, which apparently is hard to come by, it has a bonus 10-inch of a 67, 68-ish Pete Townsend demo, maybe even earlier. There's no dates on it, and I haven't looked that far, but great song. It seems we were debating whether it really was The Who or just Pete, and I think we agreed it's probably Pete.
Well, the drumming is not particularly Keith Moon-like in terms of the fills, but it's like him in terms of the beat, so it becomes even harder to tell.
Yeah, Pete was writing as to suggest what Keith was going to play. So,
and what was the name of that song?
I don't know.
They don't list it, huh?
it must be in the book somewhere, but I didn't get to that.
As yet unnamed.
Yes. It's a good one, though. Jimi Hendrix. Well, it's actually Noel Redding on the Jimi Hendrix album, Access Boldest Love. You heard She's So Fine. Jimmy, right into it, just ripping guitar on that.
Yeah, and the drumming is sensational.
Yeah, what a band. It's too bad about the bass player. He wasn't that good, but he wrote a nice song. he managed okay, but I always wonder what would happen if Hendrix would had something a little more musical, a little more sympathetic. And in the end, Hendrix ended up doing most of the bass on the second and third album anyway, because he was so frustrated.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Pick more carefully next time.
Yes. Yeah, they didn't know. Can you imagine showing up in England and saying, okay, you got to find a band and you're going to be famous?
Yeah. I mean, look how much trouble James Williamson and Iggy Pop encountered when they tried it. They gave up and just called the Ashton Brothers.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting story.
Yeah.
Do you know who the people were that they auditioned?
No, I don't think they've ever mentioned it. Probably not wanting to cast aspersions.
Okay. One more thing I should probably tell you. Oh, yes, this is important. It involves drinking.
KGLT's fun drive was a hit. Now it's time to celebrate with KGLT Cocktail Night, Thursday, July 9th. Hosted by the Friends of KGLT and Wild Rye Distilling in Bozeman. From 6 to 8 p.m., stop by the tasting room to meet KGLT DJs, staff, and fellow listeners, and enjoy a tasty Wild Rye beverage. Wild Rye specializes in distilled spirits made with Montana-grown ingredients for a unique Montana style and flavor. Mocktails and other non-alcoholic options will be available as well. Cocktails with KGLT. Thursday, July 9th at Wild Rye Distilling, 111 East Oak in Bozeman's Northside Cannery District. Social distancing and face masks are recommended.
Well, there's half a chance I'll be there. It's in our quadrant of town, so.
And it involves drinking.
Yes, and I like to make appearances at these KGLT things. Meet and greet the listeners. It's always a pleasure to meet some new faces.
Will they be doing one in Helena again this year?
Good question.
Maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know at all. But like I said, we'll come up to Helena and see you guys anyway. Fill a growler and go sit in your backyard and drink.
Shoot the bull.
Yeah.
Not literally shoot a bull, but...
Okay. You're digging through my stack of CDs there. I brought a lot of music up with a lot of ideas, and we've just meandered through the stacks. And I noticed you pulled up a couple of blues CDs I'd picked up. And I hit these points when I realized I don't own that song, or I've never heard the original version of that song. I know the version by John Mayall or Paul Butterfield or something, but I've never heard the original. And I got on a Saturday morning binge and ordered three or four CDs, because they're blues CDs, are pretty cheap these days. And this one, Mercy D. Walton. I know this man's name. I know the song, One Room Country Shack. I've never heard this until I got it. And it was quite the pleasure. And play a couple of things like that, and then a couple of brand new records by old guys.
From nowhere in this one-room country little shack. Sitting here a thousand miles from nowhere, in this one-room country little shack. Lord, my only worthy possession is a raggedy old 11-foot cotton sack. I wake up every night around midnight. People, I just can't sleep no more. I wake up every night around midnight. People, I just can't sleep no more. Crickets and frogs to keep me company, and the wind howling round my door. Some kind of a companion, even if she's dumb, deaf, crippled, and blind.
My baby don't have to worry. She don't have to rob and steal. My baby. Something. I want to tell you about my baby. I'm going to tell you about my baby. Every time she walks. Potatoes and tea.
bones grew fragile, steel.